It's 11 minutes past seven, and it is my new segment each time at this week that I'm very, very happy to introduce. The guys from YMCA in Casey, ARC and Race. Barry Harrison, good morning to you.
Aisha, now, more importantly, yes, it's the coffee that we worry about.
Always.
Don't worry about taking the kids to school.
Why?
We need the coffee.
Will they get you there themselves? Have you had coffee this morning?
I've had one. Okay. An hour or so ago.
Yeah, Monday's like a double shot kind of day.
Absolutely it is, absolutely. But I was, if I'd had 5 more minutes, I would have grabbed one on the way here, but
yep,
not to worry, couldn't get there. But hey, another week here
another
with Breakfast
Monday
at Cindy, and
yes,
really excited, and I'm looking forward to many more weeks
going
forward. And I'm really looking forward to today's topic as well,
yes,
which you'll introduce in a minute.
Yes, I will. Well, we're really happy to have Mo. Now, I will say, for those of you who are just joining me for the first time with these guys have been on my sports show,
Cindy. let's get one thing straight.
Oh, okay, ow, sorry.
It's your sports show.
It is my sports show, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, let's face facts, mm-hmm, and hopefully KP and Doc are listening.
Yes.
But they are hangers-on.
They are, aren't they?
They really are hangers-on.
I want to say it's our sports show, Baz.
Well, okay, I'll go with that
let's
too.
Go
our
with that.
Sports
our
show.
Our sports show.
That has special guests of Doc and KP.
Yes. Yes, our weekly guest.
That's right. Now, now, the thing is that you hold it together.
Yep.
You know, without you, the whole thing would fall apart.
Oh, there would be no sports show, would there?
Exactly right.
Without us. Speaking about us and our, yes, sports show, I'm going to let you introduce our guest this morning, someone who's no stranger to the sports show, but very, very new to Breakfast with Cindy. Take it away,
yes,
Baz.
Look, love to introduce Mo. Mm. Mo's our health club coordinator at Casey ARC. But he's very, very experienced in health and fitness, in helping everyone from your common, ordinary person like myself to elite athletes in developing their own health and fitness goals. And he's here today to talk to us about getting your body ready for summer.
Yes,
hey,
he
welcome,
is.
Mo.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome to Cindy's Breakfast Show. Cindy and Baz's, I should say.
Yeah,
now, the funny thing about Mo is last time he was on here, he likes to speak with his hands.
I know.
All right?
I know.
He likes to speak with his hands. Now, I wasn't in the studio, but mm-hmm, I heard bash, 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 bash.
Yep.
All right, when I was listening in.
Yes.
Now, so Mo's sitting here next to me.
I love
and
this.
And he's actually sitting on his,
yep,
hands.
Yep, yep. Do you know what? A lot of people talk with their hands. I talk with my hands a lot. I'm doing it now. You,
yes,
were just doing it.
Yes.
And Mo, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to Breakfast.
I'm just an expressive individual, that's all.
Now, you are, what is your title at Casey ARC?
So, yeah, health club coordinator.
Okay. So what do you actually do there?
Oh, not much.
Yes, no, that's what I'm aware of.
And, what a great guest.
No, he actually does a lot, Mo, so don't undersell yourself, but you're really in charge of all of our, all the gym, and the gymmies who man that,
yep,
all the members that go up and use the gym, as well as our group fitness timetable, our group, our RPM, which is the spin cycles, and in that, the group fitness, he's got some really exciting news to tell us a little bit about later.
Okay, exciting. So we're here today about talking about getting ready for summer as well. So you're an expert in that area, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I've been in the industry long enough.
So what do we do? I mean, for someone that's kind of sitting there and that's just realised daylight savings just started last week, you know what happens when the sun comes,
yeah,
out?
Exactly.
People panic, yeah?
Out. Yeah, absolutely.
What are we going to do?
Well, the first thing is before... I always tell everyone, before you start any sort of journey towards like a health and fitness goal, always sit down and think, why is this important to you first?
Mm.
Because you always have to relate it back to the stuff that you're changing, your lifestyle habits and all that sort of stuff. That's going to be a difficult change. So always relate it back to why. Why is it important? And also picture yourself achieving that goal.
Okay.
Because then you have an emotional relationship to this.
Okay.
And then the first thing to do is to sit down and look at your schedule.
Yep.
And what we want to do is we want to increase general activity throughout the schedule. That's, mm-hmm, that's the first thing. So,
okay,
you go, what are some places that I have in the schedule that are non-negotiables,
mm-hmm,
in terms of time slots where you are just focusing on yourself?
Yep.
So this is where you either just go for a walk or, you know, you go for a run, you get invested into a group fitness class. One of those things is because what most people aren't doing is taking their time out to focus on their own goal and their own sort of physical needs as well.
How important is it to do that?
Oh, extremely important. Because remember how I asked you last time how long you think people are sitting for?
Yeah, yes.
And do you remember the answer?
No, I don't. So you're going to ask me again right now. So absolutely. You're talking about in a general work day.
Yeah, general work. So most people, like the average population, are usually behind a desk.
Yes.
Or even students and stuff, they're generally seated for a long period of time. Now, remember how many hours?
I don't know. And I don't want to say it because I know I made an idiot out of myself last time. So if I say if we are at work for 7.6 hours in a day, generally, I would say maybe a couple of hours, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so the average person is seated anywhere from 12 to 16 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, the average
person. It's amazing,
person,
isn't it?
And 12 to 16 hours.
And you know the thing about sitting? It's not a natural position for us.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we evolved to either squat, stand up, or lie down. And so sitting isn't natural, and it does have, and it's been proven now, long-term effects.
I'm a big fan of laying down, I'll just say that.
I can relate to that one too, Cindy.
So 12 to how many a day?
12 to 16 hours a day.
Hours a day, we are sitting down.
Yeah, and think about, like,
that's interesting because my watch actually tells me to stand up.
Yeah, and that's fantastic.
I actually get a notification to stand up. I will say I often ignore it.
Yeah.
So I probably should be looking at that and doing
absolutely. It. Absolutely, and that's another habit that you can try to implement in your everyday life is if you have been sitting for too long, stand up. Like even if you don't have the capabilities as your watch does, even having a timer that goes off every half an hour, 15 minutes, just reminding you to get up, do a bit of a walk, come back.
A lot of people I know in big offices always print to a printer that's further away from their desk so you can walk a little bit and come back. I mean, is that going to help?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just you think about all those times where even if it's taking a couple of minutes to walk back and forth, it's going to add up at the end of the week compared to if you didn't. And like Barry's a great example because he's actually even gone from a sit-down desk to a stand-up desk.
Do you stand up at your desk?
I do, absolutely.
For how long?
Oh, look,
12 hours?
Let's just say I'm at my desk for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Probably 7.5 of that.
You're standing?
7 to 7.5, yeah. It surprised me. I am such a convert.
Okay.
I did this because I knew I had to do something, and this is one small thing that I've changed that I've made in my life. And it surprised me how much better I work.
Really?
How much clearer I think. Yeah, and it's also good for me. Now, occasionally I get tired, I sit down, desk comes down as well.
Okay.
And then I just stand up again later on. It really is amazing and a great thing to do.
So that's a good habit to start with,
absolutely.
Maybe moving around the office and things like that. But what about if we're not in an office and we're just thinking about, you know, improving our habits and getting ready for summer? What else can we do?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like instead of coming home and just planting yourself on the couch go for a bit of a walk. Go, like, you know, before you get into, as soon as you're in your comfort zone, you're less likely to sort of do any form of activity.
Yep.
So trying to build a habit to, as soon as you get home, drop everything, try to get your activity in, and then come and relax.
That's the key, isn't it? Because once you're home and you take your shoes off and you pop your slippers on, you're done.
That's it, yeah.
Or is that just me?
No, but exactly right. Because as soon as you're comfortable, you're less likely to get out of that because you've been waiting all day to get into that position.
Yeah.
So you try to get your activity or, you know, your lifestyle where you can to be as physically capable as possible is to get it in, jump it in right there. So then once you've achieved that, you can relax for the day. You can sort of pat yourself on the back and be like, hey, I did what I set out to do.
Would you recommend taking your lunch to work?
Absolutely.
Wow, okay. And the reason I say that is because I actually forgot. I normally do, and I forgot to bring my lunch today. So I am not good today. I'm going to have to go and get something, which is really, really easy to make bad choices.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's probably the worst thing is, another great tip is never go shopping for groceries when you're hungry.
I have heard this. Otherwise, you come home with a whole of aisle
11. Exactly, because your cravings are nice and high and your eyes become bigger than your stomach and you start grabbing a lot more than you should.
Yeah, donuts are great, yeah.
exactly right. And that's the biggest thing is now going into more the habit sort of side is being prepared for the day is extremely important. So if you don't have, you know, your snacks and your foods ready and you're constantly leaving them behind, then you're more likely to have to go out and deal with convenience.
Yes. Yeah. Barry, have you packed your lunch today?
I had my lunch
there was hesitation
at KCARC. I actually use the man shake.
Oh.
So I'm not sure whether Mo probably, he probably doesn't like me doing that. But,
what's a man shake?
Well, it's just a protein type shake, okay. And it's supposedly formulated for men. There's a lady shake as well.
Is
but
there?
Yeah.
Is it pink?
Yes, it is actually. Apparently, I don't know, but yeah. Look, it's it works for me,
okay.
And for me, one of the things is to find out what works for you. And to embrace that and find and then keep finding other little ways to improving your lifestyle, improving your diet, etc. So it works for me, and that's important. It wouldn't work for most people, and I totally understand that.
Mo, I need to ask you a question, okay? Because I know I am not in the minority here when I say I hate exercise. Now, I know that you just said when you get home from work is the best time to do it.
Yep.
How do I change my mindset to actually just get this done without constantly thinking about it? And I'll give you an example. I go to the gym on Tuesdays after work.
Yep.
And I think about it all day. I hate it. What do I do?
Well, the first thing is to try something that you could potentially enjoy, because the thing that you could be doing at the gym is you're not enjoying it.
Okay.
And that's where, again, sitting down with, you know, a trainer and identifying the activities and types of things that you enjoy is extremely important.
Okay.
Because what you could do is there could be classes that you're completely missing out on that could be super fun and super effective in terms of for your health and fitness. So it's what I always try to tell people is if there's an aspect of it that you don't enjoy, let's try to find something that you do.
Okay.
Because then you're more likely to think about it all day in a positive way. Be like, hey, I'm actually looking forward to this class because I'm going to get to see, you know, Jeff and Susan and all these type of people.
Love and, Jeff and Susan.
Yeah, exactly. And have a bit of fun with them. That's what you want. You want to build a fun environment. And if you're, you know, if you're sort of dreading it, then you potentially haven't built that. And that's so important.
So talking about fun and different and innovative, talk to me about the new virtual group fitness that started at Casey Arc. What's all this about?
Yeah, so we just launched this on Saturday, an amazing launch. We're super excited about it because now it's really catering for, well, firstly, it is a massive TV screen that we have in now in our group fitness.
Mm.
And it plays all our Les Mills classes. The five that we've launched are Body Pump, CX Works, Body Balance, Shabam, and Body Combat.
Shabam.
Yeah. And that's, I love Shabam.
What is Shabam?
So it's a dance workout.
Oh, so it's not something I can have on top of my sandwich, okay? Okay. So it's a dance, so it's kind of like Zumba a bit.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Les Mills version. Yeah. So it's a Les Mills Shabam.
I'd love to see Doc from the Benchwarmers try that.
And you guys have to, yeah, definitely come down, because the great thing about virtual is, it allows us to cater for people during off-peak times.
Okay.
So the times where there's generally the gyms are quieter, there's not as many people, we can chuck on a class and they can come experience a group fitness class.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of the great benefits are that people that are a little bit afraid of even attending a full, because our classes do amazing, our group fitness classes do amazing, and they have heaps of people in there, and sometimes people are intimidated by that.
Yeah.
The virtual classes give you the opportunity to come try those classes without a packed class.
Okay.
And then it's a great segue into a live-based class because you're more confident in the movement. You've sort of tried it out. You get a taster and you get to figure out if it's fun or not.
I just want to talk about that a little bit because I know I am the most uncoordinated person you will ever meet. And I'm not joking. You can laugh away, but you've not seen me try and do anything that requires some type of balance. But if you are feeling like you are a little intimidated about going to the gym, I can assure you no one's looking at you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think someone's looking at you, but they're concentrating on what they're doing. No one is watching you. So give it a go if you're thinking about doing it. Go and do it, because I know for a fact when I'm at the gym, I think everyone's looking at me and how ridiculous I look, but I've figured out after a period of time that they're not. They're actually concentrating on what they're doing themselves.
Yeah,
so don't be afraid to get out there and give it a go.
And if anything, like, let's be uncoordinated together. Let's do it as a team. Let's have some fun doing it. That's what we want. That's the environment that we want. We just want you to get in and get a workout done.
Absolutely. And you can laugh at yourself. That's half the fun there.
Yeah.
Barry, have you done any of anything like this before? Any group fitness classes or anything?
I won't do a Shabam.
No, you have that on your sandwich. We've established.
That's right. It's done. I did a CX Works, which concentrates on the core, and I was sore for days.
What's that? What does it involve?
Oh, a lot of abdominal type work.
Yeah.
And you know, the muscles in that type of area. Yeah. So that's interesting. So I've previously done a Body Pump. What else did you say we've got, Mo?
Combat and Balance.
Body Balance. I've done one as well. That's probably a little bit like. It's more what gentle type exercise,
Mo.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you've got me. That's better.
With Pilates type, yoga type moves and things like that. So still stresses, not stresses you, extends you.
Yeah.
But certainly a lot easier than some of those other classes, but well worth trying out.
Would that be something to try first, Mo?
It always comes down to your goal and what you enjoy. So we try to always put them together.
Yeah.
And it's a great way if someone does want to try something a little bit more gentle and where less coordination is required,
yeah,
then those body balance type of classes are fantastic. Great segue into doing sort of more complex movement.
The great thing about our virtual fitness, it's timetabled. So you can go to our website
and
pick up a timetable from Casey Ark, and you know exactly when those classes are on. So those classes are not replacing our instructors and our live classes.
Okay.
They are on top of our instructors.
Fantastic.
So we're not losing any live classes. What we're doing is adding for people at no extra charge.
So this makes your job easier, Mo, because you can now say to people, there's no excuse, because if you can't come to one of our live classes, you can come to one of our virtual classes.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So each month, Barry, you and I will be giving away a three-month membership. Last week, we gave a membership away to John, so congratulations
John, that's right.
To John. Well done. Each month we'll be giving away a membership on the first Monday of every month.
Yes.
So keep your eyes peeled on my Facebook page. It's Breakfast with Cindy, KC Radio 97.7 FM, and I will let you know a week or so before we're giving those vouchers away so you can enter, because this is the type of stuff that you'll be able to use if you win the voucher or if you go down and have a look.
Exactly right. And so the virtual group fitness at Casey Ark, we've got the virtual cycling at Casey Race too. So, you know, you can use both with the one
the
membership.
Bikes, yes.
Yes.
That is kind of cool. That is cool because you can't fall off.
No.
That's good. This is good. So getting ready for summer is, Mo, you are the expert. If anyone wants more information, they can hit you up down at Casey Ark. You would be more than happy to have a chat with anyone, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Barry, before we let you go, I just want to ask you about last week. We were, I was talking to Ray from R&T Panels, who is my sponsor here at Breakfast with Cindy. He was listening to our interview before he came into the studio, and he wants to challenge me to what he's calling a hoop off.
A hoop off.
Yes. And he wants to do 10 shots at goal each, him and myself.
This is a basketball ring.
Yes, it is, at the Casey Stadium.
Casey Stadium.
Which we're really excited about going to have a look at. For each shot missed, he's going to donate $20 to the Open Doors program. What is the Open Doors program and where will that money go?
So the YMCA Open Doors program is where we raise money for local people who cannot afford to use our wonderful facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, we ask them, those people, to pay 20% and we will pay the other 80% through our Open Doors money.
Great.
And so those people who, through no fault of their own, they might be recent immigrants, they might be unemployed, they might have experienced severe illness in their family and that's just, you know, exhausted the money, and, you know, they can come through an agency to us and, you know, we can then help them in their health and fitness goals, or for their kids, learn to swim lessons as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Mo and Barry, thank you so much for your time. It's nice to have you here on a Monday morning, Mo. It's been great. Barry, I will see you again next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Cindy.
Loving it, loving it. It is Breakfast with Cindy. It's Casey Radio 97.7 FM.